The Universal House of Justice, Rezwan 2019. To the Baha'is of the world, dearly loved friends, as the most great festival has drawn closer, we have been transported by feelings of gratitude and anticipation. Gratitude for the wonders that Baha'u'llah has enabled his followers to accomplish. Anticipation of what the immediate future holds. The momentum generated by the worldwide celebrations of the bicentenary of the birth of Baha'u'llah has only grown since. The accelerated development of the Baha'i community, its rising capacity, and its ability to draw on the energies of more of its members emerge vividly from a summary of its recent global attainments. Of these, an increase in community-building activities stands out in particular. The current 5-year plan follows 20 years of effort by the Baha'i world to systematically refine and multiply these activities. But remarkably, in the plan's first 2.5 years, the number of core activities alone rose by more than half. The worldwide community has shown the capacity to engage, at any given time, over 1 million people in such activities, helping them to explore and respond to spiritual realities. In the same short period, the number of gatherings for prayer nearly doubled, a much-needed response to humanity's growing estrangement from the source of hope and bounty. This development holds special promise, for devotional meetings infuse a new spirit into the life of a community. Interwoven with educational efforts for all ages, they reinforce the lofty purpose of those efforts, to foster communities distinguished by their worship of God and their service to humankind. Nowhere is this more evident than in those clusters where the participation of large numbers in Baha'i activities is being sustained and the friends have passed the third milestone in their community's development. We are delighted to see that the number of clusters where the process of growth has advanced this far has already more than doubled since the beginning of the plan and now stands at around 500. This brief survey cannot do justice to the scale of the transformation that is underway. The outlook for the remaining 2 years of the plan is bright. Much has been achieved in this last year by widely disseminating lessons learned from the stronger programs of growth in clusters that, as we hoped, have become reservoirs of knowledge and resources. The International Teaching Center, the counselors, and their tireless auxiliaries have stopped at nothing to ensure that friends in all parts of the world can benefit from this acceleration in learning and apply the insights being gained to their own realities. We rejoice to see that in a growing number of clusters and in neighborhoods and villages within them, a nucleus of friends has emerged who through action and reflection are discovering what is required at a particular point for the process of growth to advance in their surroundings. They are drawing on the potent instrument of the Institute, through which capacity to contribute to the spiritual and material prosperity of the community is enhanced. And as they act, the number of those joining them is increasing. Naturally, conditions vary greatly from place to place, as do the characteristics of growth, but through systematic striving, everyone can make a more and more effective contribution to the work at hand. In every setting, there is pure joy in engaging other souls in meaningful and uplifting conversations that lead, whether quickly or gradually, to the stirring of spiritual susceptibilities. The brighter the flame kindled within the heart of the believer, the greater will be the force of attraction felt by those exposed to its warmth. And to a heart consumed with love for Baha'u'llah, what more fitting occupation can be imagined than to seek out kindred spirits, to encourage them as they enter the path of service, to accompany them as they gain experience, and, perhaps the greatest joy of all, to see souls become confirmed in their faith, arise independently, and assist others on the same journey. These are among the most cherished of all the moments that this transitory life affords. The prospect for advancing this spiritual enterprise are made the more thrilling by the approach of the bicentenary of the birth of the Bab. Like the bicentenary that preceded it, this anniversary is a moment incalculably precious. It provides all Baha'is with marvelous opportunities for awakening those around them to the great day of God, to the extraordinary effusion of heavenly grace, signaled by the appearance of two manifestations of the Divine Being, successive luminaries who brightened the horizon of the world. The measure of what might be possible in the coming two cycles is known to all from the experience of the bicentenary 2 years ago, and all that was learned on the occasion must be channeled into the plans for the twin holy birthdays this year. As the 200-year anniversary draws near, we will offer frequent supplications on your behalf in the sacred shrines, praying that your efforts to befittingly honor the Bab will succeed in advancing the cause he foretold. The close of the first century of the formative age is but 2.5 years away. It will seal 100 years of consecrated effort to consolidate and expand the foundation so sacrificially laid during the faith's heroic age. At that time, the Baha'i community will also mark the centenary of the ascension of Abdu'l-Bahá, that moment when the beloved Master was released from the confines of this world to rejoin his Father in the retreats of celestial glory. His funeral, which occurred the following day, was an event the like of which Palestine had never seen. At its conclusion, his mortal remains were laid to rest within a vault of the mausoleum of the Bab. However, it was envisaged by Shoghi Effendi that this would be a temporary arrangement. A shrine was to be erected, of a character befitting the unique station of Abdu'l-Bahá at the appropriate time. That time has come. The Baha'i world is being summoned to build the edifice which will forever embosom those sacred remains. It is to be constructed in the vicinity of the Rezvan Garden, on land consecrated by the footsteps of the Blessed Beauty. The shrine of Abdu'l-Bahá will thus lie on the crescent traced between the holy shrines in Acre and Haifa. Work on the architectural plans is advancing, and more information will be shared in the coming months. Feelings of surpassing joy now surge within us. As we contemplate the year ahead and all that it promises, we look to every one of you, those who are occupied with rendering service to Baha'u'llah, laboring in every nation for the cause of peace, to fulfill your high calling. Signed, the Universal House of Justice.